I always like reading the Hebrew prophets because despite the fact that they lived 2,500 years ago, they always seem to be talking about things that are relevant today. In the first part of the book of Isaiah, the prophet is severely criticizing the political leaders of his time for their corruption, their exploitation of the poor, and their forgetfulness of God. The message could be preached today in almost every country in the world. Workers are exploited for profits. The rich live extravagantly while the poor go hungry. Rather than working together for the common good, it's every man for himself. Sadly, human nature has not improved much in 2,500 years. Isaiah is also critical of the wars that his countrymen got into. Like Pope Francis, his plea was for peace. His hope was that a son of David would usher in a time of peace and justice. This was the hope of the people of Israel and Judah. But their political leaders and the rich were both inept and corrupt. Today we see too many countries divided by race, religion, and tribal loyalties or party politics. Too often these divisions are exploited for political purposes. And sometimes these divisions lead to violence and civil war. The early Christians saw in Jesus the fulfillment of the hopes and promises of Isaiah and the other prophets. As St. Paul says, Jesus Christ is descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through the resurrection of the dead. He is the Emmanuel of Isaiah, the Prince of Peace, the Just One who will save his people from their sins. The early Christians thought that Jesus was going to come back during their lifetimes and establish his Father's kingdom, a kingdom of justice and peace. It didn't happen. God had a different plan, a plan that required our cooperation. He wasn't just going to do it by himself. He's delegating. What Christians gradually realized was that they are now the body of Christ in the world. It's our job to make the kingdom of God present in our world. Jesus fed the hungry and healed the sick while he was here. We now must continue that work or it will not be done. He was Emmanuel. God is with us. But now we must be Emmanuel, God's presence in the world. He brought forgiveness and reconciliation to sinners. Now we must be peacemakers, reconciling a broken world. He showed us how to love. Now we must show the world what love means. The gospel shows us that every person counts in this process. Matthew tells us how a young carpenter discovered that his girlfriend was pregnant. And it was not him who did it. Rather than striking out with rage, he tries to protect her by dealing with it privately so that she will not be shamed. This simple carpenter was an extraordinary man. He ended up not putting her aside, but actually married her. Later, he fled his country to protect the life of this child. And the family became refugees in Egypt. Who could have known that the decision of this carpenter would change the course of history? Who would have known that this refugee family would nurture the most important person to have ever lived? Who would have known that this pregnant teenager would become the most famous woman in history? All because Joseph was kind and loving. A kind and loving man who understood that being a father was more than just genetics. When we see a refugee family, when we see a pregnant teenager, do we just see another problem? Or do we see a member of the Holy Family? Do we see just another image on the screen, another statistic? Or do we see a living, breathing, feeling person? During Advent, we remember that Christ has come, that Christ is present today, and that Christ will come again. But we also remember that Christ must be born in our hearts so that we can be his hands, his mind, his heart for the world today. Let's stand together.